Hey, Joe and Lou, Michael Bruce here, just checking in with you. And I'm assuming if you're playing this, you probably started the show off today talking about the Great Honeymooners Podcast Convention, which happened on Sunday, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. And boy, what a day it was. I mean, just pretty amazing. The attendance was outstanding. I did try to get a few more people to come down. I went to ask Uncle Vinny to use his phone, but he said it was a house phone and I couldn't get Jersey, so couldn't make the calls on it. But the room was full nonetheless. It was awesome. And I was proud to be associated with everyone in that room. Everyone in that room, like Ralph Salad, was good for something. You know what I mean? But of course, there were some hurdles that we had to clear, like Norton's mother-in-law when she clears a table. For example, Joe's wife was ill and she was supposed to come down and take photos and run a video camera and ask people questions and things like that. And she was supposed to do all those things. And then I was kind of thrown into it, last minute. And the entire time I kept thinking, geez, how could she do this to me? This was a big day for me. And they expect me to come down into a situation like that. And at the last second, they throw in amateurs to help me. So I was a little disgruntled by that. But we got over it, and I hope she's feeling better. And it was a little odd with Joe too, because the last podcast Joe had discussed how Brian Kearney had sent him a text saying happy birthday, and which was cool. But Brian had done that for me a couple days later, and when I told Joe this at the convention, I said, hey, Brian sent me a text message saying happy birthday, and then Joe was like, well, that's no big deal. And I was like, oh, what do you mean it's no big deal? I mean, on the podcast you're going ooh, me, and Joe's like, I wasn't going ooh. I was like, you were going ooh, but I think it's just because a lot of stress and getting everything set up and stuff like that. But everything's good now, and there's some great moments. I want to thank Joe and Lou for letting me defend my ongoing theory that Norton's the worst best friend, and I think I gave some great examples of that. And I think some people were maybe buying into it, but there was a couple people I could tell by the looks on their faces that they were kind of like, "Yeah, I don't know if I quite buy it that Norton's the worst best friend." But let me just tell you one thing here, okay? If you ask your best friend for a boxing lesson, and your best friend said, at all costs, protect the face, protect the face, protect the face, protect the face, just hammered, protect your face. And so you're protecting your face. Then he hauls off and wails you in the stomach. What's your reaction to that? Okay. Again, I rest my case. Another great moment was, of course, when, they asked if, what's your first experience with the Honeymooners? Like, can you remember your first episode? And John Baird got up there and explained all about his situation. But we had four people up on this little stage that was, it was probably crowded for two, but we had four up there. And then John Baird comes walking up, and I thought we were going to hand him the microphone and he was going to, talk off the stage, say a couple words. But he got up on the stage, crowding it even further, and began to, talk about whatever. And I just stood there with my back against the wall, and I just kept thinking, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's a ham. But it's all good and all good, clean fun. And everybody I talked to, just the raving about it, such positive reviews. The only one negative review that I've had, and there's just one, is, of course, yesterday I ran into Mrs. Finley and I said, Mrs. Finley, how did you like the podcast convention? Did you have a great time? I was being all, chipper with her. And of course, in a very snide remark way, she says to me, well, I didn't think much of it. All that to do about chills and suspense and JP Lesser and his dad being there because they're the first full grown out of the week father son combo, and what basket will Ira Ratner set up? And then she says, well, it was just all that publicity on their podcast building up to, oh, we're going to watch a scene together at the end. And, which one is it going to be? Big mystery. She said she knew all along that they were going to show All My Aching Back. So I don't know, whatever. She got up and walked out, I guess. But I had a great time. Everybody had a great time. And we were there to celebrate the genius of Joe Conte and Louis Fats, and against our better judgment, handed Ron Albanese, coming in fresh from Hawaii, who had jet lag and too many drinks, a microphone. But it all worked out. I cannot wait to do it again next year. It was like the entire universe disappeared, and we were all in that one room enjoying ourselves. Problems of the world were gone. And I personally have to thank you, Louis Fats, because many people, of course, always dream about going out west. I personally have always dreamed of getting a telescope, and now I have a reason to buy one, because the next time Ron and I are on the show and you ask a question like, in the golfer episode, when they're eating lunch at the bus company, how many spots of dust are on Ralph's lunchbox? I will be prepared to answer that question. So take care, everyone. Hashtag Honeymooners247RX.
In the West and in the East, there's a mighty little beast. For courage, there is no other. When the chips are all at stake, the raccoon will never break. We are proud to call him brother. So with our noble tails entwined and a spirit strong of mind, we'll have our hearts that cannot melt. In the forest and the trees, on the land and seven seas, we're brothers under the pelt. Raccoon, the noble raccoon.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Testing, testing, hot out, bound car. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you ready?
I'm all ready.
You on here? Come on, let's go inside and get started.
Dusty out in that hall.
Hey, get a load of fats over there.
Oh, would I like to melt you just once.
Dusty out in that hall.
What's my temperature, Norton?
111.
Oh, come on, let's get moving.
Isn't there any lard here?
Yeah, about 300 pounds.
A 20% percentage.
And now, who is our next guest, please?
Herb. Here's our next guest.
Humma, 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 humma.
Ed Norton.
Ha, ha. Watch this.
The Honeymooners Podcast. The only podcast that is all about the greatest show of all time. With the stars, Joe Conte and Louis Fats.
If they ever institute a Nut of the Month Club, I've got a very good idea who's going to be January and February.
Welcome, fellow raccoons and members of the Women's Auxiliary. What's happening, all you hurricanes? Bensonhurst bombers.
2 weeks in a row you blew that Bensonhurst.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And all you millies of the world, you're listening to the Honeymooners Podcast with me, Joe Conte, and my pal, Louis Fats.
I know you didn't. I know you didn't do it. That's why we called you down here. Your signature, Mr. Cramden. You didn't sign your tax form. Now, all you have to do is sign it right here, and then you can go. That's in honor of tax season.
Monday. That's true.
That's right. April 15th.
What's
Monday?
Today?
Monday's April
Monday?
15th.
This is April 12th.
Mr. Putter, reminding everybody. Yes. The public service announcement.
The only podcast all about the greatest show of all time. We record in the Nonproductive Studios at 328 Chauncey Street in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, also known as Clifton, New Jersey. Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and leave a positive review, and we'll read them. Our home base is non-productive.com/honeymooners. And also, like our Honeymooners Podcast Facebook page, our Honeymooners Podcast Facebook group, and follow us on Twitter at Honeymooner1. And if you want to leave us a voicemail, it's 628-400-7741. And
Dusty out in that hall.
Email us. And this email is going to be very important to remember.
Yes.
Okay, because later on, we got something, and we're going to want you to email us if you got us the right answer.
So jot it down.
It's honeymoonerspodcast@aol.com.
Aren't they ancient?
And support us on Patreon. And you know what? Before we even get started, I want to ask you guys, because we want to really build up the Patreon thing, right?
Yeah.
Maybe have some people to support us a little bit. But if you have any ideas of what we can do where, hey, if you throw us a couple of dollars a month, what can we give you? Like, what kind of thing?
Right.
Because I can't just say, send us $2 a month for nothing.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
No, we don't.
It's just,
we don't roll like that.
We can't. We just don't.
We don't roll like that.
We don't roll like that. And I roll less and less.
Joe's having a hard time rolling now.
Lou, episode 124.
124, Joe.
Absolutely. Oh, some reason, I don't remember doing 123.
No, we didn't. Somebody else did it.
Somebody else did it, right? And somebody was in the studio and pretended to do a convention.
Great, 53 minutes. Woo.
So 124.
124. So we want our thank you list.
Oh wait,
do what you got
to
do.
I think we have to. Should we do our the sponsors first?
Oh yeah, right? Yeah. We gotta get right into the comedy.
Yeah, let's. Yeah, and then we're gonna talk about what happened Sunday. Yeah. So before we get started, we want to talk about our fantastic, wonderful sponsors. We have two. And soon it will be three.
We have three.
Yeah, probably next week.
Next week. We're going to get everything all together.
We got to get all the paperwork and
the contracts
and all that kind of stuff.
Mr. Koss and our lawyer, he'll take care of it.
Yeah, as soon as you hear Lou say, "I'm in a hay," then you're going to know that we'll be ready. And, of course, our first sponsor is Silk City Hot Sauce.
Oh, God.
All right, Kingfish Levinsky, which I hope he can make it down next time.
Next time.
That would be awesome. But Silk City Hot Sauce, go to silkcityhotsauce.com, okay, and go and get yourself the best hot sauce on the planet, all right? They have wonderful hot sauces with the weirdest names ever, but they're delicious, best thing you've ever tasted. I mean, especially you taste it and you're just like...
I've never tasted anything like it before.
It really really makes you wonder why you wouldn't have these. So what you do is you go to SilkCityHotSauce.com. You could buy packages. You could buy single ones. Right now, you can't get the Honey Habanero Hot Sauce, which is the one. Yes, it's our hot sauce. But they have others. And what you do is when you are done, you go to the checkout counter, and there'll be a little box in the middle for a coupon code. And in that coupon code, what do? You put two letters in there. And who sits in those two letters?
RX.
RX, okay. You put those two letters in there, and you'll get a 15% percentage off of your order. And then, with that, you get a free bottle of...
Cherry Sriracha.
I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't think of the word.
And, of course, you don't get Cherry Sriracha anymore. Okay?
We can make our disclaimer. It's for comedic purposes only.
If you did get... the Cherry Sriracha. You know what you could do with that Cherry Sriracha?
Hey, well, roll that around your mouth.
That's it. Hey, you never know. Joe the Kingfish is a good guy. He may throw in something.
He might. Yeah, you know what?
He may.
RX.
RX, you know?
And I know Kingfish listens.
He does.
So, if you're looking to throw them something, let us know, and we'll let them know that they'll get something.
I'm still going to say Cherry Sriracha.
It's still going to say Cherry Sriracha. Exactly. Okay.
Our second sponsor.
Yeah, our second sponsor.
I'm ready for this one. Keys get all geared up for this.
Keys to the Caribbean Travel.com. Keys to the Caribbean Travel.com. What you do is you go to Keys to the Caribbean Travel.com or just go on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because my wife's having issues with her website.
Okay.
Keys to the Caribbean Travel on Facebook, and you can contact her, Bev Conti. And she will help you get to wherever you have to go for your vacations, right? All the great places. Asbury Park, all the different places.
Anywhere. Maybe Vienna.
All around.
All around.
And my wife.
Your wife! You're not going to stand there and tell me that your wife owns a travel agency.
Louis told me you better not ever divorce your wife because I need to say your wife.
I will find you a new wife the next day and give her a fake company just so we can say your wife.
But yes, go to Keys to the Caribbean Travel on Facebook right now until she gets her website done. Something happened and it's down, and she will help you do all of your vacation travels. She will help you book your flights, find all the best excursions, and she will charge you a zero
commission.
She will charge you no commission whatsoever for all the work. Just pay for your stuff that you're going to get.
All you got to do is fill your car up with gas
and point it towards Mexico.
And then she'll take care of Mexico.
Exactly. And you know what? I'll just say it right now. It's a little bit off, but you know what? She'll do such a great job. You know what you'll end up saying?
It brings a tear to my eye and a lump to my throat.
And my wife is going to once you do contact my wife.
Your wife?
You know what she's going to say?
What made the judges pick me above all the rest?
All right, it's not a judge, but you get the gag. So don't forget, Keys to the Caribbean Travel on Facebook. Contact my wife.
Your wife.
Bev Conti. And
say it three times today.
Exactly. Which is always good.
Oh, God.
And so that's what we're talking about there. So before we get started with the rest of the show, we have to get into... Well, first we have to say last episode...
Yeah.
We had our full-grown nut of the week,
mm-hmm.
and that was Brother Norton.
Brother Norton.
And Brother Norton, have to talk about him. Anyway, he sent us a message. He must have mailed it, care of Gibson 33 Kosciuszko Street. And we got the record, and we're going to play the record.
We're going to play the record.
And here's the record of him accepting his full-grown nut of the week.
Joe and Louie and all you raccoons. This is Brother Norton. It brings a tear to my eye and a lump to my throat to think that all you raccoons came here to pay honor to me. I am humbled. I ask myself, am I worthy of this honor? Winning this award comes as a tremendous surprise to me. I started at the bottom and now 20 years later, I have worked myself up to nut of the month.
Week.
Whatever the reason, I am humbled. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Louie. I will never forget this month.
Week. Brother Norton was last week's full grown nut of the week, and he has earned it tenfold.
Oh, man.
Once we start explaining,
you'll know why later.
Yeah, you'll know why later
at the convention.
But what we have to do is get into our next thing, and you know what the next thing is.
Verily, the Honeymooners podcast knights the full-grown nut of the week. Aren't you lucky?
I just love this.
It gives me real pleasure to present to you this award.
Joe Fernandez with an S. That's right. My pal Joe Fernandez, who is now Louie's pal.
That's
Joe
right.
Fernandez, who you guys know from episode 13 of the podcast, and he also is the voice of
Flub of the Week.
Exactly. Yeah. So whenever you hear Top Hand Dress Pan Draw, you think of Joe Fernandez going Flub of the Week. And Joe was another intricate part in what we're going to talk about in a few minutes.
Great.
But and I'm hoping that finally Joe, who is probably a DEF CON 2,
yep.
huge fan of the Honeymooners, and I'm just hoping that maybe he'll actually listen to an episode
because
friends never listen to each other's podcasts. We just don't. Especially comics. We do not listen to each other's podcasts unless we're a guest on the podcast.
Yeah, you got it.
So, Joe Fernandez, congratulations. Yes. Joe Fernandez with an S, obviously. And thank you for everything that you have done, and you are well-deserved for sure.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it wasn't even close. Like, even before I even thought that it was going to be Joe, I heard Joe.
Me.
Something Joe never said.
What made the judges pick me above all the rest?
They read, we had no problem with the Board of Nuts. They said, oh, yeah, Joe.
Yeah, of course.
What took you so long?
Yeah. But you know why? You know why we really got him? And it's because of this.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You're a menace to society. You're a menace to me.
And...
don't see it.
I can't say it. Ralph's got to say it.
I don't see
it. Oh, man. The biggest, best line.
I don't know where it went.
We don't want to shortchange Joe here.
And he's a stupid head, okay?
And he's a stupid head. Oh, here he is.
And you are a stupid head.
There it is. Dusty on that.
All right. Let's get to it.
Yeah.
I think this is why we came to the studio.
Yeah.
We came here for one reason and one reason only.
Last Sunday.
April 7th, 2024 was a memorable, unbelievable day. And unless you live under a rock, you know, we had our first annual Honeymooners Podcast Raccoon Convention.
That's right.
The convention. And wow. All of the anxiety, all of the nerves that I had. I tried pins and needles, needles and pins.
It didn't work.
It didn't work because I was so Norton about this whole thing. And I remember on the air telling Lou, at one point, if things go the way I hope they go, I'm going to just come up to you and look at you and give you a look.
Yep.
And I did.
And he did.
Because Louie was right.
Yeah.
Everything was amazing.
It was. It was.
We had almost 70 people
there. Almost 70,
yeah. So including everybody, mm-hmm. there's probably almost 80 people there.
Oh, God, yeah. It was
having a great time. And everything was beautiful.
Well, it just turned out. Just turned out.
It couldn't have. Listen, the way I said it to Louie, and look, we had an idea what we thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. We hoped it was going to be this thing, like Louie said, Joe. It's going to be the people there are going to make it go.
Exactly.
They're gonna just. It's almost like they're gonna just go with it.
Yep.
And then the room and the vibe is going to follow everybody.
Yeah, it's everybody here is like-mindedness. It's you're all there for the same reason. It's not like going to like one of those autograph shows.
Right.
Somebody may be there for like, I'll say a wrestler's there, and somebody may be there for some actress, somebody may be there for like all these different minded people there for different reasons.
Right.
We were there one reason. And one reason only.
The Honeymooners.
And it was Honeymooners.
That was it.
And I think everybody was so comfortable with each other.
Yes.
And it made it so much easier for me and Joe. And we would talk. We said, Joe, man, we don't have a benchmark here. I don't know how to gauge this thing. We don't know what we're doing. You know, basically not know what to do. But we knew it would flow because of you people.
That's what it was. It really did.
And Brian helped a little bit. But that's
it's almost like the place, it was almost like an episode of the podcast. We have to turn it on. We have our material. But then you guys were like, here's an item. It was almost like an episode of one or two of our bits and then a bunch of here's an items.
Yep.
It all flowed from you guys.
Yep.
And we knew it from the beginning because we, you know, people got there early.
Mm-hmm.
And right away, it was just people hanging out, doing what we were hoping they were going to do. Mingling.
Mingle.
We kept using the word mingle.
Yep.
And think about it. You know how easy it is to mingle with strangers when everybody is there for the same purpose?
It's one purpose.
Right.
You're there. And there's always that comfort zone and just throwing a line at each other. And responding with a line.
Yeah.
And that was that comfort zone. It really, people were so comfortable with each other.
And also the fact that people pseudo knew each other. Because first of all, Louie's idea, the name tags, which turned out to be unbelievably tremendous. Can't wait for next year. Spoiler alert.
We're having one next year. We already have a date and everything. So, Nicole, get ready.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to ruin another weekend of your life. Judy Connors.
Judy Connors. It was just beautiful. Everything was so good. So, I mean, just from the moment people started coming in, they were just... It wasn't like we had to go up and say, hey, everybody, go talk to each other.
No.
Like you were at an eighth grade prom and all the boys were on one side and the girls on the other.
Yeah.
It was everybody just started talking to each other. And, of course, Brian was there.
Oh.
And everybody's talking with Brian and getting pictures. Even before the whole thing started. And then it started. And even before it started, it started.
Yeah.
Because they were all sitting there, hanging out, BSing with each other. Yeah. And the world was behind
us. The world outside that door didn't even exist. We had our own little world right there.
Now, just like Michael Bruce said in the intro.
Yes.
I mean, it was like the world was there, somewhere else.
Like we were in Honeymooners Heaven.
Yes.
That's basically the way he said it.
Great. Yeah. It was just tremendous. So, it's really dusty on hall. Now,
humidifier.
I just want to, and that's one of the things that I wanted to say was that probably out of the whole thing, one of my favorite things about the whole aspect of it is that aspect of the fact that nothing else mattered.
No.
Political view.
No.
Relationship.
Nothing.
Your religion. Where you're from. How much money you make. None of it mattered.
Nothing.
And you know what? about four or five different people. Steve Frankie.
Right.
I still can't say it right. And he told me three times.
I know.
Including his wife told me once. I mean, I just stink.
Frankie.
I'm a real terrible Italian. But every person I said that to, because it was one of those things I said, I love the fact. And you know what? Everybody said the same thing.
Yeah.
Nobody even said, well, except for this. Everybody said, yeah, it's just so wonderful.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
left that world outside.
Yeah.
And we were in our own little bubble.
Yep.
And nothing else mattered.
Nothing.
And it was just so awesome.
That's great. You're sitting at tables with people you never met before.
You know, you might have, some people you might have seen on Facebook, and that was the cool thing.
That was,
you're like, you know, hey, Lou DeAngelis, that's Steve Frank. You know what I mean?
Hey, I responded to your post one
exactly.
day.
Exactly. Kevin Who Guys. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, all of that was cool. But then, even if it wasn't, it wouldn't have mattered.
No.
You would have been like, because of the name tags, if of course, for any of you that weren't there, Louis came up with the idea, you have a name tag, you put your name, and then underneath it, you could put a character that you want to be. And so even if you just had the name and the character, you could walk up to anybody and be like, hey, Wallace. That's hilarious. I mean,
Bill Davis.
Exactly. And then you would just say, like, where'd you, yo, Bill Davis, what a great episode. And then you start talking.
Yeah.
You start talking.
Of course, I was Mr. Marshall. Nobody who could take Marshall.
Exactly. And so everything about it was so much fun. And then when all the tech stuff worked, it made me feel so good.
Yeah.
But let's get into who we want to really thank.
Thank you list.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be like the Oscars or something.
No. Speaking of Oscars.
Yeah. I'm just saying. First, Dino from Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club.
Unbelievable.
He did a fantastic job. And when you think about it, the cost was $30 for this.
Yes.
Look at all we got for $30.
Yeah.
That's all on Dino.
Yep.
He made that go. He made it go. Thank you, Dino.
Absolutely. And if you live in Jersey or even South Jersey or Central Jersey, go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com and go check it out. It's a great club, and it's a BYOB.
Yep, BYOB.
And there's a liquor store right next door. Just go.
Convenient.
Especially June 5th and 6th, I'll be there.
It's okay.
Wednesday and Thursday. It's a 33 cup.
Not married. 1149 pocket.
So, utmost Dino.
Dino.
Second. For doing that.
Joe Fernandez, our full-grown nut of the week. Joe was fantastic.
He was great. Because you know what? Joe is a good friend of mine, and he did that for a couple reasons. One, he's a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Two, he is he loves the Honeymooners.
Right.
And he was like, he got to meet Brian.
Yeah.
He got the hat. He got to wear the hat, got the picture, and that was a thrill for him. And Joe helped out with everything. Helped us record the podcast. Mm-hmm. Helped with the audio and helped with the video, which was really important.
Yes, it was.
And we'll tell you what happened later on.
Yep.
Joe was fantastic.
Yep.
Go ahead.
You got Michael Bruce.
Michael Bruce. And you know what? And I'm gonna add in John Baird, too, because Bruce and John Baird got there early.
That's right.
Because Michael is just, you know, he's another one. Probably drove 3.5 hours.
Yeah, from upstate New York.
Upstate New York.
Up by Utica.
At Utica. And came down early, and he was vital.
Vital.
Vital. Him and John helping. They helped Brian.
Mm-hmm.
They helped him set up.
Yep.
They were helping Joe Fernandez with the audio.
Yeah, he was helping with the audio. I saw Michael up there with Joe.
And absolutely. Just absolutely tremendous.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Ron Albanese.
Just because
he's Ron Albanese.
That is it. We didn't even rehearse that.
No, we didn't.
There's nothing. Ron didn't do anything. But Ron was Ron.
Ron was Ron.
We appreciate just Ron being Ron.
Screaming out lines.
He's just awesome.
He's just Ron. And they will be on the show soon.
Yes.
Michael and Ron will be back because we want to keep this fresh.
Absolutely.
When we have them in here.
We want to definitely talk about it.
They'll be back. And of course, Brian Carney. He's still the headliner. I mean,
absolutely. He's the get.
He was the get. And that was kind of, he was actually me and Joe's. Joe was, he has our comfort zone that we knew.
Yes.
If anything didn't go right, kind of like our podcast, it was like, we have Brian there.
Right.
To like smooth things out. And he did. And people were just enamored with him.
Yeah.
And he's just a man you feel so comfortable around.
Yeah.
And he's.
That's why. And I, look, he's got the fact that his dad is our Carney.
Yeah.
And his dad, you know, he got to bring, you got to bring the hat, you got to wear the hat, take a picture with the hat, see his Oscar, his dad's I always say Emmy. I always say Grammy sometimes. Grammy, yeah. And, the Golden Globe pictures, all that stuff. But you know what? The idea that people genuinely like Brian.
Yes.
Because he's that warm and inviting of a human being.
You talked to him a little while. You felt like you've known, like him, you've known him forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's one of these, just one of those personalities.
And we're going to go up there and hang out with him. Yeah, right. Just saying. Right. I already talked to him. Yeah. Okay. My pal. Our pal.
Our pal. Okay, next.
I don't hate the brag.
I hate the brag. I don't like the brag. Hang on. Just brush up. Spare time. You know. My girlfriend, Wendy. Very helpful. And she came up with the idea.
She came
of
up with
the top 10 left dress pan drawer museum.
That which was, we'll get into more
later on.
After, yeah.
But that was her idea.
Her idea. To me, that was like our little goofy highlight.
Yes, yes.
That and Clear the Field.
Clear the
to
Field.
To me, were two that of the coolest goofy highlights.
Oh, yeah, they were great. They were great.
Just
they
absolutely great. Then, of course.
Next, we have her daughter, Nicole, who was the one at the table with the name tag table.
Nicole.
She put together all the gift bags.
Yeah.
Did the name tags. And she had a blast doing the name tags because she told me
awesome.
That people were so receptive of that and were having such a good time trying to think of a name of a character.
Yeah.
And it was a kind of like, you know, it's you make it your own. You of make course. It like somebody you, like a character you really like.
Yeah.
So.
And she was awesome, man. And it's the first time I ever met Nicole.
Yes, first time I met Nicole.
I swear, she's. It's almost like she's my little sister.
Yeah.
And if anybody even looks at her funny, I will smash their face in. Like, she is so adorable and such a sweet person.
Yep.
I'm like, I will throw somebody through a wall for her. She did so much.
She did a lot.
I felt she did so much for us. And you're just like, yeah, she was like, no. Because
no,
she kept doing. We had gift bags.
Yeah,
she, and she kept. And I'm like, could you take it easy? Go have some. She's like, I'm doing. She was like poo-pooing me.
Yeah.
Like, get away from me. Don't worry about it.
They were both fantastic. Wendy and Nicole. Fantastic. Next, Scott.
Scott.
Oh,
Scott
man.
Tepperman. Guy drove from Florida. With his wife to come up and not only sell his wares, but filmed a bunch of things. Filmed the whole thing, right? And is going to make a DVD of it.
Yeah.
And he wants to almost make it like a mini documentary about the whole thing.
He's going
to
make a VHS for me.
VHS. 35 millimeter. Yeah. Louis's going to watch it on his wall.
I love the Kodak 16 millimeter.
Hey, Wendy, get the Picasso off the wall. We're going to watch the DVD. We're going to watch the Honeymooners Podcast Convention. Come on, move that out of the way.
Dusty on that hall.
Yeah. And so Scott was just tremendous and got there early to help set up, but
set up.
Helped out and was
sold some of his wares, I guess.
Sold some of his wares and had a great time.
Yeah.
He did say next time he's flying.
He's flying next
he's
time.
Flying no, he's next time for sure.
I don't blame him.
Thank you, Scott.
Now we have Brother Norton.
Brother Norton.
Oh, man.
Brother Norton was just an absolute.
That's Rob Lilly for people who
he know. Was. If I may quote Agnes, a beast.
A beast.
He was a beast. He helped us with so much. With all of, and if you, when you see the video, and you're going to see, first of all, the banner behind us, the raccoon.
Oh, that thing went over.
The banner,
oh, man.
Which he's now selling.
Yep.
And I put a link out. He's already sold a couple.
Smaller version, right, Joe?
Smaller version, yeah. Not as big. Yeah. Nobody, you know.
Nobody has no need for $2.
And he made all of the signs for all of the little, what do you call the little thing?
Small details.
The small details.
The signs, the banners.
Yeah,
the banners,
like where we had the top hand dress pan draw, the clear the field, the Joe Fenster Blau dinner, all of those signs. He put half the things in the gift bag.
Right.
He gave you the two tickets to Murder Strikes
Out
in your gift bag.
Hard tickets, those hard to get.
They're really hard to get.
We won't tell you the ending, but very difficult to get.
Because I took a gift bag home,
yeah.
And it was really great to get mine and Joe Fernandez's DVD in there. That was just fantastic. I'm like, I thought I was trying to get rid of this thing. Why do I have one again? And but there's the first of all, there were the two tickets of Murder Strikes Out, and then there was the sticker, and the one says to make two trips. Yep, the other, the sticker and the other great. One, what's the other
there's
one?
There's a couple. There was a few.
There's a few of them. Yeah. I forget. Yeah. But he did. He brought all of that, like stuff that he normally sells on his site or Etsy, and he just gave them and put them in, you know, and then gave them to Nicole, and then put them in
the bags. Yeah.
And so, and then he made the little sign that says, get the bag.
Get the bag.
For your gift bag on the way out. And he was just so vital in helping us.
Vital.
Yeah. Very, very vital. So.
Oh, yeah, well, thank Ira, too, for sending up the rum candy.
He sent up the rum candy.
Rum candy.
I did.
With that picture.
And you never told me this.
No, I didn't know because he didn't want me. He sent it to me. He says, don't tell Joe.
That's fine.
That's okay. So that's I didn't. I said, you know what? When I was talking to everyone, I said, wait, I'm not going to even open this up. I said, I'm going to open this up in front of Joe because I don't want to know what's in it either.
Right. You want to have the both of us both have of the us. Surprise.
Yeah. That's surprise. A surprise. There's nothing in there.
Right. Exactly.
So he sent up the rum candy with that picture.
He basically, it's a big box filled with rum candy, or what would they call it now?
It's almost like a butterscotch. Like
it's a butterscotch, but rum.
It's actually rum.
So those were actually
those
rum
were
candy.
Rum candy.
So a big box of filled with rum candy with a picture of Ralph when he says you were at that rum candy again. And with the hand with the point.
That great.
And it was unbelievable. Like, and I'll just say it. Ira has always been the toughest on us.
Yes.
Right? Most of the time, warranted.
Yes.
And was the first person to say how ridiculous of an idea to have this thing at Point Pleasant, New Jersey. But you know what? It was like one day, and then that was it. And then he was just like, hey, I'd love to be there. And he was telling everybody, be safe, have a good time, all that kind of stuff.
Positive.
And
all
then
positive.
Went out of his way to spend $1.99 on a box of rum candy.
The shipping cost more.
And
shipped them to my house. From Florida.
Took the picture, went and got it blown up just so he could be
part of it.
I just thought it was absolutely tremendous. So thank you, Ira.
He's also the man responsible for the Honeymooners.
Well, first of all, he's responsible for the Honeymooners podcast group.
That's what I'm saying.
He's the number one. He's our first full grown nut of the week.
So.
And there's no doubt about who should have been. Yeah. And there's kind of, you know what? It really, as much as it surprised me, it didn't surprise me. Because you know what Ira is? He's like that guy that you meet that is always like, it almost seems like he's surly and grumpy. Yeah, and then you find out on the weekends, he goes and plays baseball with kids in an orphanage.
Yeah, yeah.
And is at a soup kitchen on the weekend. And then when he comes back, he's like, grumble. But inside, got a heart of gold.
It's all hot.
But thank you.
Thank you, Ira. OG. The OG.
The OG, as they said. And I did. Wait a minute. Oh yeah. Did you notice too? And just when we were doing the beginning, we were up there, and I think it was the very beginning where somebody said, "Aren't you lucky?
Aren't you lucky?"
You remember when somebody
said that? Yeah. That's Dave Ingram. We always have to thank Dave. Yeah.
Got to thank Dave Ingram.
Got to always thank Dave.
Dave
does like his voices. I mean, nobody gets paid for this stuff. Everybody's just doing this out of the goodness of their hearts and just. Out of love of this, what the heck we're doing here.
Exactly. And so let's get into what happened a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
We started with Joe Fernandez brings us up. And first of all, they're mingling for about almost an hour, maybe an hour and a half, because we didn't start until 4:30.
Yeah, 4:30. Yeah.
Because they got the eats from, about by 3 o'clock, people were already coming in there.
Yep.
You know, they start eating by 3:30 to 4:30, and then we go up there. Joe Fernandez brings us up. We have the Dave Ingram intro where he introduces us, and Joe Fernandez actually introduced us. And we do our thing for a little bit, and then we had Brian, where people were hanging out with Brian, doing their thing. And then we did the podcast where... We went up there, and we had Ron and Mike come up.
Get up there.
So Ron and Mike came up, and they did like an interview with us a little bit, little Q&A. It was very quick,
yeah,
which is kind of what I thought.
We don't like dragging things out.
And I think they were more interested in talking with us than having a Q&A with us. They were more like, Joe, man, you know, it was great. Louis was cool. They're more like hanging with us. Because when you do a podcast, listen, because I've been a fan of radio forever, you feel like you know the people. And especially because we all have this thing in common. And like we've always said, we're just doing what you guys do.
Right.
But we're doing it a little bit more organized, and we're doing it in front of a microphone.
Right.
So then Mike does his roast of Ed Norton. And get ready, because
here it comes. Dusty out in that hall.
So what we did was we had a mannequin head up there, and then we had Brian give us the hat, and we put the hat on the mannequin head, and Michael Bruce roasted Ed Norton as being a worse best friend than Ralph Crandon. Right. And then we had Brian Carney come up, and we did a Q&A with Brian Carney, and so many people had so many great questions. Yes. Not just, you know, hey, what was it like your dad being Ed Norton? It was great questions.
Great questions like, who wrote
that? Hold on. There were some great questions. And then this guy was all in the back of the room. Hey, come on up. He comes walking up and he goes, he grabs a microphone and he says, Brian Carney, I just have one question for you.
Who wrote Swanee River?
Who was the composer of Swanee River? The place explodes in laughter, and he turns around and walks back to his seat. The funniest moment of the whole night.
Oh, it was great.
Funniest moment of the whole night. Absolutely hilarious. Such great questions for Brian, and Brian was funny.
Yeah, very funny.
And again, even when he was on stage, he was inviting, and he was so, again, so happy to be there because he sees the joy that his dad brings for people.
Yeah. It was good, I got to sit with him at dinner. We were having dinner. He was there with me and Nicole and Wendy and with the wizard and his family.
The wizard.
John Espo was at the end.
John Espo was there too.
Was there at our table. And he was just talking, just telling stories. And we were all just engaged. It was great.
Absolutely.
Great. He's a great guy. Just a great guy.
So we did that. Then we brought up Doreen and Mark Cerrone. And Doreen is the granddaughter of the great Michael O'Dowd. And we interviewed her. And she told a couple of quick, funny stories
about her grandfather.
Because she only he died when she was like 11. But funny.
Yes.
Funny. listen to the episode, and you'll hear her little thing about her grandfather. And then, of course, they do some mingling. Mm-hmm. Everybody's getting pictures with Brian. People are buying stuff from Scott and Brother Norton. And then we do the $99,000 answer, which was probably a disaster, but in the best way possible. Because Louis,
I'm thinking here, I'm gonna apologize to everybody because I feel bad.
Alex Trebek over here had to ask questions that we all thought it was gonna be Wheel of Fortune.
Ken ended up being Ken couldn't answer today's question.
It ended up being Jeopardy.
I'm thinking, I'm in a room of DEFCON 3s.
Right.
You know, me asking questions like kind of impossible.
He wasn't really asking a $100 question.
No, but
he was at the $16,000 question already.
And I could ask these people, like, how much money does Ralph make in a week? $45? So I got to apologize. But we did have fun with it.
We had a great time with it,
just for being how ridiculous I made it.
Absolutely.
But next year, we're going to do something different. We're throwing around an idea. That next year for the trivia, I didn't want to scare people away next year.
Right.
You know, so what we're going to do next year is this.
Love this idea, by the way.
We're going to have a pre-registration for the trivia contest.
Okay.
Okay, and we're going to have prizes. All right. Now, when you
pre- We had prizes, we but had
nobody,
prizes,
nobody
win.
Got any with the only again. Lou DeAndres should have got the prize. He was answering the questions in the corner. Should have gave it to him. So we're going to have a pre-registration if you want to. You know, be part of the trivia.
And maybe what we'll do is we'll do it where we'll take all the names, put them in a hat, and we'll pick up.
We'll see how many we got. If we get a big response, we're going to have to, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll figure it out.
Now, what I'm going to do is when you pre-register, you're going to pick an episode.
Yep.
And all your questions will come from that episode.
I absolutely love it.
This way, you will be prepared. So if I ask you an impossible question from that episode, you got no excuse. Because you had a whole year. Get the labels.
When are we going to do that? Like, I say we got to do it at least 2 months before.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So can people prepare?
Yeah, cool.
We'll do it. We got a few days to do this.
And
we'll have, you know, hopefully everybody will be back. Plus, we'll have new people.
Yes.
And hopefully none of you are in Bismarck, North Dakota, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just realized.
You just realized what I just said.
Oh, my God. Dude, that is so dark and hilarious. Yeah, no, that, oh, my God.
Dark, the dark side.
That is just great.
So, anyway, so be prepared. We've got the tentative date of March 30th.
March 30th. Oh, yeah, Dino, it's done. It.
That's right.
Sunday.
And I told him, I told him, book it, Dino.
Yeah.
And I heard Ron Albany. He's the only guy that got that. Yeah. Thank you, Ron.
And we already know that it's not. It's not like Good Friday or Easter or anything
like that. No,
yep,
no,
we're good. So then after the $99,000 answer, we did some more mingling around. Mm-hmm. Everybody's having a good time. And then to me, the creme de la creme, the thing that Norton says, you know, I forgot, like the top of the thing. I forget. Right. He says it in another language. I forgot. But to me, the highlight was when we turn the lights down, and on the two big screen TVs, we all together watched Oh, My Aching Back.
That was, Joe, it was the closest thing you could, as it not being in the studio audience.
Yes.
When you're watching it, and you're never watching it, and sometimes you're home, we know the lines are all funny, but when you're by yourself, sometimes you don't laugh.
It's kind of almost, it's very hard to laugh out loud by yourself. No matter what,
unless you can watch watching the best.
You can be watching Eddie Murphy Raw.
Yeah.
You'll watch and you'll be like, funny.
Funny, yeah, funny.
But it's rare that you'll laugh out loud.
Because laughter is, you know.
Yeah, it's contagious.
It's contagious. And when you're there laughing, and Joe, what was the best part of that?
The best part was, now you guys know the episode, of course. It started out with Ralph and Alice. Mm-hmm. And then when Ed walked in, everybody started clapping.
It was an uproar.
It was like we were watching a play and the star came out.
Now, remember, too, I'm sitting across from Brian.
Yeah.
And he's basically...
I actually got
choked up at the convention when this happened.
And by the way, Louis's a monster. He doesn't get choked up about anything. Yeah, yeah. Okay? If I found out Louis was a serial killer, I'd be like, I knew it!
Only time I got choked up is when they canceled Little Orphan Annie. But I'm sitting across from Brian, so basically he's got his back turned to me a little bit because we're watching the screen.
Right.
And when everybody reacted, I looked at him, and he was reacting with everybody else. Happy, smile on his face, just like so appreciative of people appreciating his dad.
Yeah.
And what a feeling that was. I can't even describe it.
And I was not, absolutely was not expecting that.
No.
I don't know when we thought about doing that. I don't remember. But I always thought that would have been cool.
Yeah.
To watch it all together. I think about it. You're watching something you've seen. Let's not even try to over-exaggerate. Mm-hmm. 500 times. Let's just throw the number. Yeah. Easily. 500 times. Something that you have loved for decades.
Yep.
You've seen literally hundreds, maybe even 1,000 times. And now, because most of the time you watch that either by yourself or with somebody who thinks you're crazy.
Yeah, not feeling.
Or maybe one other person once in a while, you got some friend over, you're like, hey, you want to? It's a rarity.
Mm-hmm.
You're watching it with 70 other people in a room.
Like-minded.
Who love it.
Like-minded.
Just as much as you.
Yep. Yep.
And I did not, as good as I thought it would be, I couldn't imagine how great that was.
It was
the perfect episode to do.
And what a way to end that.
What a way to end.
And I'll tell you what, just go back to the beginning of we forgot to mention this. Singing of the Noble Raccoon song.
Forgot about that.
I said to Joe, I can't believe this song, everybody into it singing, and it set the stage.
It set the mood, the tone.
It was like right over, okay, this is going to be great. This is going to be great.
And what we did was, because we are, you know, we had the pressure removed, not the brain.
That's right.
We, with the help of Brother Norton, made a copy of the lyrics,
of the lyrics,
and handed them out to everybody.
Yep.
So
they were on the table. So if you wanted to sing, they were there, and everybody. Well, I think everybody sang, or I hope everybody, because it was loud. It was kind of loud.
Yeah, it was loud.
It was loud. So people were singing, and it was really funny, and it just set the tone.
Because you know what? If there was anybody that was like feeling like, you know,
a little skepticism, you know,
or a little bit like, all right, you know, this might be cool.
It's
almost like that first, if you're out somewhere and you're a little nervous about something and you had that one drink.
Yeah.
And now you're like, I'm good.
Okay, I'm good.
Now. I'm good.
Everything's good.
Yeah. Everything's good. I'm smooth.
Yep.
There's hair on my face.
I got hair on my face.
And
everything was going real
fast. From that point on, it just flowed through the Dynaflow.
Through the Dynaflow.
And what Louis said to me, it's just going to flow.
It's
going to
flow.
So it was like, it wasn't like we were doing a show and then the crowd they were accompanying us. It was almost like we were accompanying them.
Right.
It was like the show was everybody hanging out. And we just threw in a couple of things. Us doing our little speech in the beginning.
Right.
Us going up there, making a couple announcements, making some jokes, having some fun with them. But the main event was Brian and them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what we've always said about this show. We've always said this show is not really about us. Me and you, it's about us. All of us.
All of us.
And that's why we keep incorporating you guys more and more, right? Mm-hmm. First, it was the full-grown nut thing. Then here's an item. Or voicemail, right? Voicemail, emails. Now it's here's an item. Do you guys see the pattern? We're making this about us, all of us. And that's what this whole day was.
Exactly.
It was all about us.
Exactly.
Meaning all of us. It was just absolutely, it just, and what's, and the sad part was that my wife couldn't make it. My wife got sick. She got a stomach virus, and it was so bad. And my wife
wanted to be there.
She really did, because I'll just tell you, my wife is very much not the person that likes the front attention.
You want to be out in front. Doesn't want to be out
front. She likes being right backstage. And it would have been, she would have been in her glory, because she would have been filming, taking pictures, being part of it. My wife likes to be part of things, but she doesn't want to be the person with the main attention. She doesn't, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to be the person with the focus on, but she likes to be part of it to help.
Help, just to help.
And that's where I felt so bad, because she would have been, her and Wendy would have been great.
Together,
they would have been, they would have came up with stuff.
Yeah.
They would have been like, you know what? Let's
go
do ahead, this.
Go, do it.
Whatever you want to do. So next year, and then of course, when I said my wife couldn't make it, Louis's like, your wife. And so that was the only, for me, the only negative thing was my wife couldn't be there. And when I tell you, sick as a dog, like stomach virus, bad. And so, but everything else was just absolutely tremendous. And I couldn't be happier. And the only thing that can make me happier is knowing that we're doing it again. And it's going to be, like we said, we want it to still have the same vibe.
But, yeah, we don't want it to be exactly
it
like.
It can't be exactly
but
the same.
But it's going to be, that'll be our, I guess that now we have a benchmark.
Template, almost like a template.
You'll have a template, and we're just going to add little things.
Absolutely.
Little things. We don't want to go drastically different.
No.
You know, because
it's still going to be about all of us getting together. It's going to be like a family reunion.
Again, it's going to be the same
thing. With a little entertainment.
Yeah, a little entertainment. Just
a little
back room. Another room for some entertainment.
Always wanted to know what that was. So, once again, that was just, it was just.
I couldn't be more happy. I mean, of course, you always look back and things, I could have did this, I could have did. But for the way it came out, I couldn't be more happier.
To meet, I mean, and I'm going to miss so many names, but to meet Steve.
Yeah.
Franky.
Yeah.
Kevin. Kevin Hugues. Friggin' John Espo.
Espo.
Espo. It's like, Espo looks like a problem. I'll tell you that right now. He's a skinny guy, but he looks like a problem. Wizard. Lou DeAngelis.
Yeah, oh,
I
Lou's
mean, there's
great.
So many people that I'm going to forget. And then Rosanna, you know, like,
yeah, oh,
who I never saw before. She was a young. She's a younger woman.
Yeah.
Who was there? And when I saw her, like before she was sitting down, I'm like, oh, so I literally was like, she was like, hey, Joe, it's very nice to meet you. And I'm like, oh, so which one of these guys dragged your poor soul here? And she goes, no, I dragged my husband here. And I was like, oh, this is just great. And just so many of you that I'm just, I can't, you know, there's just so many of you that we met.
Yeah.
That was so cool. And then on top of that, so many of you that I had no idea. So many of you guys said, I'm not on social
media. Yeah, not on social media.
I'm not on Facebook.
So we don't need,
but we wanted to come. And that was really cool.
Yep, that was cool.
Really, really cool.
Wow.
So, all right. Enough about us.
Yep.
Let's do the more of the podcast about us.
Yep.
Let's screw up. All right. Well, speaking of you guys, we're going to get into our first bit of the day. And let me see if I can find it. And, of course, I probably can't. Yeah, because
That's because that's what we do.
Ad lib or not ad lib. Here it is.
The Honeymooners Podcast now presents Here's an Item. This is where we have one of our lusciously lovely listeners present some material for this prestigious, proficient program. Oh dear, I've dribbled all over self. And now, without any more ado,
here's an item.
All right. So we're going to do a here's an item, okay? And this was from one of the regulars who did not get to make it there, Chris Fodor.
Yes, Chris.
Chris, unfortunately, Chris couldn't make it.
He'll be there next time.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Mother and father, they'll be
make
there.
Make sure he shows up.
Make sure he shows up.
I'll come get you.
Speaking of. So, Chris Fodor says, here's an item. I was watching the Bensonhurst Bomber, and the line where George says Ralph made fun of Harvey's name made me wonder if Gleason forgot to make fun of it, and Leslie Barrett just said his line as it was supposed to be. I always like to think George just embellished the truth a little, but could it be another forgotten line by Gleason? Just asking. And I like that. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Because George could be Harvey's Norton, where he's a bit of an antagonist. He's
egging him on.
Because the reality is, Ralph did not make fun of his name. That's a lovely name. Sort of.
But he didn't say. Yeah, he didn't say Harvey's a
funny name. Right.
Because Norton said, Harvey, ain't that a nice name? Yeah, the nice name. And they say, like, basically, that, you know, mocking it as being, ain't that a nice name?
Right, right. Exactly. So
is George instigating because he knows his friend Harvey's his big bully? I'm going with George instigating.
Yeah, a little bit. Look, they goofed on his name a little bit, and he just said, "Hey, he said you have a funny Harvey's, Harvey's a funny name." And so I'd like to think, yeah, why not?
Why not?
He's, you know, little. What do you always call Stanley? Mousy guy?
Mousy guy. He's a little mousy guy, yeah.
And, you know, little guy's got things to prove. Yeah. And, hey, listen, this guy, you know, he said he had a funny name. Which, in essence, he kind of did, but he didn't say that. He
didn't say it in George's word. The way George, like, he didn't quote him. He just got the feeling that he's saying, Harvey's a funny name.
Harvey's a funny name. So, I like to think, it's an interesting here's an item because... Yeah. It's a bit of a nitpick, but we like these nitpick things because it gets more of a conversation. And I'm going to say George was a little bit of an instigator.
I'm going to say that. I'm going with the instigator.
He sauced it up a little bit. Yeah. A little spicy.
Although we can't throw out Gleason forgetting a line. But
yeah.
but just the way it went between him and Norton
was
enough to me to convince that he didn't forget a line.
Right,
they just did that little back and forth. That was a nice name,
yeah. But yeah, so I think he didn't forget the line, but George was a little, a little spiteful. Pissed,
yeah, he knows Harvey, and he's Harvey's his friend, and he's gonna just clean house when he wants to.
Yes, so it's a good one, Chris.
Yeah, excellent point
for sure. Now we have something we haven't done in too long, but we've done it in a while. But here we go.
And now, from the observation deck overlooking the Johnson Building at 328 Chauncey Street, the Honeymooners Podcast presents Louis's Observations.
All right. Here's the best part, is that Louis thinks that Ralph jumped the line.
Oh, hey, that was my observation.
So this is Louis jumped the line.
I just mouthed it to Joe. I forgot my observation.
He forgot his observation. I was trying to be a professional and not throw my buddy over under the bus,
which is
going down Madison Avenue, up and down Madison Avenue. So this is in one of my favorite Gleason episodes.
Yeah, Joe likes,
which is Here Comes the Bride.
A lot of Gleason.
A lot of Gleason lines.
Yes.
Like, don't get me wrong, I love the Gleason clown thing that he does and his reactionary stuff, and he's known for that. But his lines are just throughout this whole thing.
Oh, he's great in this one.
Killer. But Louis thinks that Gleason jumped the line, and we'll hear it.
And I'll sleep out here. Don't worry, there's plenty of places to sleep here. I can sleep in the sink if you want me. Not only can I get a good night's sleep, but I can wash up at the same time.
Great line.
Even sleep in the oven or in the icebox.
Uh-oh.
I got it. I'll sleep with my head in the oven, my feet in the icebox. Then I'll have a hot head and cold feet.
And you know what's funny? That's the second time he did that joke.
The second time. Second reference to hot head, cold feet.
But when he says, I got it, I'll sleep with my head in the oven and feet in the icebox. That in itself, just because he delivered it so perfectly, was hilarious.
Hilarious, yeah.
Could have been the ending of it. It didn't, not that I'm saying it didn't need it, but it you could have done without it, and it still would have been funny. That's how good he was. That's how on he was in this episode. Sorry, I always gush with this episode with him. But here comes the...
I'll switch around every hour or so.
Ralph, it's only for a night. Now, by tomorrow morning, Agnes will see things differently. This is a very crucial point in their marriage, Ralph.
Why?
If we send her back to Stanley now, she may never get over this.
There it is.
There it is. Because then
he goes right into it.
Goes right
why
into
do
why again. Because if he played that a little longer, you would hear the why again.
Absolutely.
Well, why must we
see, there it goes.
People again?
Right.
He jumped in, and of course, Audrey being Audrey.
She just plowed right through her line. This is my line. Listen, Chubby, this is my line. Don't you step on my line. And it's not even a question. He jumped his line.
He just jumped the line. He's ready to go. Why must we? And then she goes
right
into it. And that hot head and cold feet thing, that's the second time we said before.
Right.
Used it in Here Comes the Bride. Here, we just heard it. And it's in all, oh, my aching back.
Which we happened to just see a couple of days
ago.
I forget where. I think it was at 33 Kosciuszko Street, Kerry Gibson.
Kerry Gibson. There's a TV set there. I think I saw it at the Acme Finance Company on the TV. and Kofi.
But without a doubt, jumped the line. And and of course, like you said, Audrey, total pro.
Just not even
a question.
Just went with it.
Absolutely.
Rolled it to her line.
Yep.
Pushed him back, and he said, all right, I'll wait.
There.
If you can start with a few Hello Stupid. This is the Ron Albanese twos theory. What's he call that thing? He's the things that comes in twos. He always says the twos.
It's like his two.
Yeah.
He jokingly calls it the two conspiracy or something like that. Right.
They got the two times there.
Right.
And there's also another twos, Ron, where Ralph falls down the stairs.
Yes.
Comes back in holding the top of his head. Fall down the stairs twice. In Bride, of course.
Yes.
And then in also TV,
TV
or
not TV.
Fell down the stairs.
I just love the way
he comes in. Always holding his head. Twice.
Fell down the stairs.
Fell down the stairs. Conspiracy. Twos conspiracy theory.
He's so nuts. You gotta love him. Now, I thought there was one other thing that you wanted to bring up, but
we want to think about Ralph's tuxedo.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Do you know who said this? Didn't you tell me?
Oh no. I know which one you're talking about. There was. I read a post on somebody else's on another. I think it could be on the Honeymooners.
Just that one that's like 30,000 people or whatever.
Yeah. And the person said that. So in Bride, when Ralph has to sleep on the floor with the two chairs.
It actually worked.
It actually looked pretty good when he looked at it. It didn't look too bad.
And
the person said, why does he have his tuxedo jacket on?
That just cracked me up.
Wow, that's a good observation
and
right there.
It's so funny. I'm not saying
we don't take credit
for
it.
We can't take credit for that.
No,
but just so funny because it's a very simple thing.
Yep.
And we're, like we said, we've seen these so many times. It's just, we've been indoctrinated to just watch it.
Watch it.
And just soak it in and just not even question anything.
Because even the one we're with, when he's doing the housework, which would be...
Oh, woman's work is never done?
Never done.
No, Brother Ralph?
Nope. It's either Brother... It could be Brother Ralph. I think it's Brother Ralph.
When he's
doing housework. Anyway, he's doing one of the ones. Brother. I think it's... I'm pretty sure Joe's right. It's Brother Ralph. He's doing housework with his suit jacket on.
Yes.
With the apron over the suit jacket. Of course, pulled up to his chest. Yeah.
Like, just...
Because he just can't get a thing around his waist.
Now, I... believe that because Gleason was such an impeccable dresser that he was like, listen, I'm just going to wear my shirt and pants because that's who I am. And it'll actually, and look, he was always good for the laugh. It looks ridiculous.
Now, I have a different theory about this.
Yeah, I like your theory.
Here, we only see him basically in shirt sleeves in Oh My Aching Back. And when he's in his shirt sleeves, he looks huge. Yeah. So I always thought that he always wore the suit jacket to make himself look slim. Not slimmer, but not as huge.
It does. Well,
you do because you don't see the belly.
Right.
You don't see that huge belly.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he wore, it's my opinion, that he wore the jacket all the time. Either the bus jacket or his suit jacket.
Because when he takes off the jacket in Oh My Aching Back and puts his bowling jacket on.
Right.
In between there.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, he's the biggest thing on television.
Biggest thing on television, yeah.
He's he's just round.
He's round.
He's just round.
He is round. And you mentioned when he put the janitor uniform on and he has to put an actual belt around it.
Because when he's sitting there and Norton pretends to walk out in Oh My Aching Back and he's getting up, sitting back down, getting up. I mean, you see his whole midsection is just bouncing.
Yeah.
And I think you're right because he does look slimmer with the
jacket on. You know,
and plus, the darker color jacket. Gleason, being who he is, probably wanted to wear a jacket for that and maybe other reasons.
Other reasons.
Be like, hey, listen, that's
just who he is.
Yeah. So it's a great little...
Because you see him in Oh My Aching Back, even when he gets up and walks out and does like the airplane spotter thing.
And when he's
that great walk into the bedroom.
The walk into the bedroom.
Oh,
that sidestep walk.
Yeah, that walk.
That walk.
Oh, it's great. Great. Only he could do something like that.
And he looks real big. He
looks big.
Real big.
Big.
Yep.
So that's another theory for the jacket theory.
I agree. Okay. So we have two trivia questions for this episode. Okay, one will do the regular trivia question where Louis makes me look like a fool, and this one is different. We have, because nobody won any of the prizes from the $99,000 answer, Dino, who was the first person we thanked, understandably, also did another tremendous thing, gave us a fantastic grand prize that we never gave away. So we're like... No. We got to do something with this grand prize. Here's the grand prize. You get from Uncle Vinny's, and it's a booklet. And it's a once a month. It's starting April to like next March.
Starts in May 24 to April 25.
Okay. And once a month, you can go to Uncle Vinny's, and you get dinner and comedy for two people once a month. For free. Now, what you have to pay, of course, is taxes.
And gratuity.
But think about that. For once a month, for the next year, you can go to Uncle Vinny's and get a show for you and your friend or
whatever,
your spouse, and for free.
For free.
Once a month. And that's a dinner and a show.
Yeah.
That's going to cost you a pretty penny.
Yeah.
You know? Listen, unless you got $75 laying around in your bank. Right. So, but we said, how are we going to do this? and we figured it out. Because first of all, it's got to be for somebody that wants it. If you live in Bismarck, North Dakota, or if you live in Norfolk, Virginia, you're not going to use this.
Right.
So it's got to be somebody who, number one, lives in the area.
The area has access to the area.
You know where Point Pleasant is. Yeah. You can look up Point Pleasant. Yeah. If you live in Jersey, you know where Point Pleasant is. And two, if you are interested in going to a comedy club for the next year, once a month or so. Look, if you don't use it, you don't use a month here and there, whatever. But it's like, it's a great, phenomenal gift.
Great gift.
So what we're going to do is we are going to do one of Louis's really, really ridiculous questions. And the first person to email us with the correct answer will win it. And we'll mail you this, the whole gift. And of course, the email, like we said in the beginning, honeymoonerspodcast@aol.com.
Aren't they ancient?
Of course. So remember, it's for Point Pleasant, New Jersey. It's once a month. You could, all you do is you call in whatever day you want to do it, and whatever. Mm-hmm. And all the instructions are on there. So,
okay.
You got a question?
Yeah, I got a question.
All right.
Here it is.
And as soon as the episode comes out, I will be checking the emails, and the first right answer will be the winner.
Right. Well, we could do some, maybe if a lot of them come in, maybe we could do the thing, put them in a hat and draw. Because some people, you're going to listen to it at a different time. Sometimes,
First person. I think I'm going to tell Frank to put this out on Saturday. Normally he does it on a Thursday, but this is a special thing. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll wait until Wednesday night.
Okay.
So if, whatever the emails.
You see them coming. They have date and time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, date and time.
Sorry. If we get too many of them, let's say 5 or 6 people in like the first whatever, all get it.
Right.
Maybe we'll pick them out of a hat.
Because people are going to go back and watch the episode and
try
to figure it out. But then again, it's kind of narrowed down our response. You have to be near, live around Uncle Vinny. So I'm not going to get everybody like from Florida and Brother Bibbs out in Chicago. You're not going to,
Now, there will be some smarty pantses who are going to, and they'll probably email me and say, this is the answer, but I can't do it.
Yeah.
Which doesn't matter because nobody else sees the email.
Yeah, won't see the email.
So if you want to do that just to show your prowess.
Oh, yeah, like how much knowledge you have in it.
Go ahead.
All right, here's the question.
All right.
What is Dick Gersh's office number?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, that's great. That's great because it's possible. You could find it.
It's there.
It's there.
There.
I have no idea what it is. So, all right. Let's, so you got it, right?
Everybody's got that.
Everybody's got that. You got to rewind it.
That's from what? A Matter of Life and Death? What's the name of that episode?
Matter of Life and Death.
So it's A Matter of Life and Death. So you got the question.
All right. All right, everybody. All right. Well, now we are at the final part of the show. Louis' 67th, 62nd favorite bit of the show. I couldn't think of a good number. 62nd.
So many numbers.
Exactly. And you guys know what it is.
Now, Tom, who is our first guest, please?
Herb!
Our first guest, ready to leap the first hurdle on his way to the $99,000 answer, is our
comedian from Vienna, Joe Conti.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to see the expression on your face when you miss it.
And you know what? I just have to bring up the convention again. Nicole was great.
Herb!
She was doing the Herb every time. Somebody would come up and she'd be like, and we'd be like, who's there? You would say, who's our next contestant? Who's our next contestant? She'd be like, Herb!
Our next contestant.
Ready to leap.
And it was so funny because she was practicing at home and in the drive down.
Oh my God.
Wendy goes, why don't you just write it down? But it was great. Everybody got a chuckle out of that.
Absolutely.
It was funny to Herb. Herb, yeah, you can't go wrong. She'll be Herb to me from now on.
Herb.
Like forever.
Exactly.
She's no longer Nicole. She's Herb. All right, so easy one. This is the kind of questions I should have been asking on Sunday.
Okay.
What is Norton's room number at the hospital? Yes, he was. He's at room
317.
You got it.
It's 317. 317. Right?
There we go. That was fast.
All right, but that's great. You know, that would have. That's a perfect question for a DEFCON 3. It really
you
is.
You think so? Okay.
I think so. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the kind of question I should have been asking on Sunday, but I blew it.
It ended up being so funny.
What was so hard about it? What's Ricardo Cortez's favorite thing?
You know what's funny was that Mark Cerrone was up there. Yes. Mark is probably a DEFCON 3.
Yes.
And you got, and that's where we made the point, because Mark was up there and you asked him how much money did Ralph think he was going to win?
Inherit, yeah.
Right? How much? And now, right now, you're all thinking, oh my God, that's easy, $40 million. And Mark Cerrone's no slouch.
No.
But it's different.
It's different when you're up against it.
It's different when you are, and granted, this is silly and it was just a silly convention. Imagine people like, on an actual game show.
Yeah.
It's so much the pressure, and you know people are watching you. Popular songs. It definitely ended up being funny. Ended up being hilarious that it was a mess. It was a hilarious mess. It's like when I can't find a sound clip, it ends up being
funnier. It's funnier.
So, but yeah.
But anyway, next year, like we said, next year will be different. So don't shy away from
the
trivia contest next year.
No way. No way.
The format's going to be.
Absolutely.
And you may be the lucky one to win the horse with a clock in its stomach.
Absolutely. All right. Well, listen.
I forgot to acknowledge Dr. Walter Newman.
Oh, my goodness.
Professor Walter Newman.
Professor Walter Newman.
No, anyway, he prepared that question.
He did?
I should have made him prepare the questions on Sunday. It would have been better.
All right. All right. So, who can we thank? Listen, we had the list of people we want to thank for the convention, and you know who you are.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Also, thanks to Silk City Hot Sauce. Also, thanks to my wife.
Your wife?
Yes, I want to thank my wife, which is Keys to the Caribbean Travel on Facebook. And all of you who listen, email us, do Here's an Item, comment on Facebook, and all of you full-grown nut fraternity members and future fraternity members, and there's so many future fraternity members, you guys have no idea. Share episodes of our YouTube videos with your friends on social media, or share directly with your pals in the sewer or at the bus depot. And even some of our episodes, if you think this is a really good episode that my friend would like, let them know. Send it to them. And if you want to follow me on all my social media platforms, it's Joe Conti Comic. And you know what? One of the things that Dino put in the gift bag was two complimentary tickets to come see me in June at Uncle Vinny's.
There you go.
On June 5th or 6th. So if you happen to be in the area, if you want to come down and see me, that'll be June 5th and 6th at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. And all my social media platform is Joe Conti Comic. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
Again. Thank you, guys.
Oh, man, thanks.
What a glorious day.
It was.
What a glorious day in the history
of the raccoons.
The raccoons.
The raccoons.
The raccoons. I find myself
just whistling the Noble Raccoon song all the time.
And I always find myself going, da, 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 da. I always find myself going, da, da. Yeah. Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you again. This has been so much fun to do.
Even
a little bit more fun than usual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we thank you so much. And episode number 124 in the books. For me, Joe Conti, and my pal Louis Fats, we say we'll see you next time.
E pluribus raccoonum. Night all.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.